Films in Focus with David Sterrett is underwritten by The Movie House, your destination for first-run Hollywood and independent movies, and a digital portal to the Met Opera, National Theater Live, and special events worldwide in Millerton, New York, and on the web, themoviehouse.net.
David Sterrett is the former chair of the New York Film Critics Circle and National Society of Film Critics, contributing writer at Cineast, film professor at the Maryland Institute College of Art, and Robin Hood Radio's very own critic. He joins us weekly, The Film's Transition, Against All Enemies, and The Truth Versus Alex Jones.
Well, I would like to be entirely non-fictional this week. Talk about three current documentaries, each one of which is actually quite worthwhile. So I recommend them, and they're all streaming. So, people can find them. So the first one I'd like to talk about is called Transition. And that's a good title for this movie. It was directed by Monica Villamizar and Jordan Bryan. And Jordan Bryan is also very much the main character in this documentary. We've had so many. It's such a current topic these days. And there's a lot of material coming out dealing with gender transition and all kinds of gender issues and gender items. This is really one of the very best that I've seen. It's quite a movie. It's also just a terrific blend of the personal and the political, because it's a very political film, not in the sense of American politics, but in the sense of politics on the other side of the world, because most of the movie takes place in Afghanistan. That's really, really interesting. So Jordan Bryan, and we discover this at the very beginning of the documentary, is an Australian who is working very, very closely with an Afghan partner as a reporter working in Afghanistan during the fall of the Taliban and then the period that came after that. And so we see a tiny little bit of sort of battleground footage and, people are, firing ordnance or something at each other. So there's some of that. And we can see that Brian is very much somebody who is very much in the thick of things and a real active and daring and courageous reporter. However, what gives the movie its real subject is that Brian is also undergoing a gender transition with great enthusiasm. One of the very first things that happens in the movie is that Brian gets an injection of testosterone, and then we follow this process through the rest of the movie. And oh my gosh, Brian is so eager to complete this. And one of the fascinating things about this movie is that Jordan Bryan finds his much more easy to deal with in Afghanistan than back in Australia. The Afghans, those who know what's going on don't seem to mind it. They find it sort of exotic and interesting. And of course, what's crucial to this, and what I hasten to say, is that this is a total secret from almost all of the Afghans who are anywhere in their circle, who they work with or encounter or deal with in any way at all. Obviously, gender is a phenomenally important concept in that part of the world. And any sort of gender ambiguity is something that is very, very dicey and people really don't want to have anything to do with and regard, with a whole lot of hostility. So yes, Brian is keeping this a total secret from almost everybody. But in the meantime, since we are the movie watchers and we have access to some of the thoughts and events and so forth in Brian's private life, we see the transition. What we mainly see is Brian's eagerness for this thing to just be done and finished and over with. When is the surgery finally going to happen? When is the top surgery at least going to finally happen? I don't like these breasts. I want to get rid of these things. I have always known that I wanted this for years and years and years. And oh, now they're telling me that I have to undergo all of this sort of psychological procedures and stuff before I'm allowed to proceed. I've known this. Brian says, I'm 39 years old. I've known this for years and years and years. Why won't they just let me go ahead with this? So anyway, that sort of thing is also a big part of the movie. Yes, I will reveal this much. Eventually, progress is made along in this direction in the very last part of the movie. But the main point is that what we see is Brian dealing with tremendous challenges of being a very active and courageous reporter in a very troubled and violent, to some extent, part of the world. There's not much violence in the movie, but there's a little bit. And at the same time, going through this tremendous personal transition and dealing with all of these people around and having to keep it a secret and what's going to happen if I'm found out and what's going to be the best way to just go through some procedure somewhere where there's a checkpoint and not get found out that I'm actually somebody of at this moment sort of in between gender. So anyway, it's a fascinating thing. So as I said earlier, it's a terrific mix of the personal and the political. The political being Afghan politics and all that's going on in that part of the world. Jordan Bryan is a fairly charismatic screen presence, and I just found the movie really interesting to watch. So Transition, very, very highly recommended. A very interesting and unusual documentary. Next movie I'd like to talk about is called Against All Enemies. And of course, that title comes from the famous oath that one takes to protect and defend the United States Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And this is very much dealing with the domestic side of the story. Against All Enemies, which was directed by Charlie Sadoff, is about not just about people who are fighting the fight mainly on the side of various conspiracy theories, but people who were in the U.S. military and who took the oath as members of the U.S. military. That was their job when they were in the U.S. military, was to protect and defend the United States from enemies, foreign and domestic. Now they are out of the military, and they have become extremists who are trying to protect and defend America from what they perceive as America's domestic enemies. So what this movie deals with is people who are members of groups like the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers and the Three Percenters and so forth. And some of them seem to be sort of loose cannons who are kind of loosely affiliated with anything. But what they all have in common is that they subscribe to one theory or another theory or maybe multiple theories that the United States is under terrible attack and democracy is going to end. Of course, they are all very, very pro Donald Trump. But mainly they seem to be pro themselves and pro their conspiracies and pro their little groups. Some of these people are really famous who we see in the movie. There's a fair amount of, for example, Michael Flynn, the retired general who just appears to me to be crazy. But that's just me. I won't inject too much of my own politics in here. And of course, he's a very high profile figure and he's all over the media, or has been at least in his time, and he's still very much around. And then we see other people who are very obscure, and of course they're shooting their guns and parading their guns and trying to intimidate people around them and this and that and the other thing. And of course, one of the things that makes these people a little bit more dangerous than maybe your average conspiracy theorist is that they are they have military training. Now, of course, there is absolutely some of the January 6th footage in this movie. And oh my gosh, at one point we actually do see that Congress member who said, oh, it was just people like tourists visiting the Capitol on that day. And even the little bit of footage of January 6th that we see in this movie just shows you how grotesque a thing that is to say. My gosh, these people are truly rioting and in very violent ways. And of course, that's exactly the kind of thing that the people who are featured in this movie, the people who think they are fighting against all enemies. It's exactly what they intended and what they wanted. And of course, they're all very, very eager for the chance to do it again. Now, a lot of this stuff, I am sure, is just bluster. A lot of times these people are just, I think it's it makes them feel important. It makes them feel powerful to be involved in these groups and to have these fantasies and to think, oh, any day now the apocalypse is going to come and we're going to overthrow the corrupt and illegitimate and falsely elected government of the United States and have a real genuine leader of the kind that we all deserve. I think a lot of that is just fantasy, but it can be very dangerous fantasy. I personally feel that we are probably in for a very hard time this coming November when the election takes place, because I truly think that there is not going to be a peaceful, at least not a wholly peaceful resolution of things, no matter who wins or who claims to have won or who claims that the other person has lost. So I think we're in for more of this stuff, and it's possible that some of the people, even the obscure ones that we see in in this documentary, Against All Enemies, will perhaps be under our noses again when that takes place. We'll see. Maybe I'm wrong about all of this. I hope I am. But anyway, this movie gets into all of this stuff. It does get into some extent the roots of this kind of thinking, where it comes from, the danger that it poses when people like Michael Flynn, or in a more radical way yet, Timothy McVeigh, get these ideas in their heads, and what that can lead to. And anyway, it's a really, really interesting documentary, and it has some interesting people in it, and it has some people in it who I regard as utterly and totally and completely misguided in every respect. But you know, some of them seem to be sort of nice people who really believe in what they're doing, and that's interesting too. So Against All Enemies, I think, is a documentary that takes on an urgent subject, and it takes it on a very interesting way. I really had a good time watching this film, as harrowing as it often was. So highly recommended. Transition is highly recommended, and Against All Enemies is highly recommended. And the third movie I want to talk about, another documentary, is also pretty highly recommended. The Truth versus Alex Jones, a movie directed by Dan Reed. And this is, yep, it's about Alex Jones. Talk about conspiracy theorists. He is one of the most vocal, one of the loudest, certainly, one of the most blustering of them all, on his website and on his all the different media that he puts into play as he does his work. However, the movie focuses mainly on one of his nefarious activities, which was what he did, said, and caused to happen after the horrific school shooting in 2012 in Sandy Hook, where a whole lot of school children, six-year-olds, were mercilessly gunned down, murdered, slaughtered, a whole bunch of them piled up in a bathroom, for example, in this school. And what did Alex Jones do? How did he respond? The whole thing was a hoax. It was all staged. These are actors who are claiming that they're the parents and so forth and so on. And he just says this over and over again, and he says it loudly and he says it strongly. He has film footage which he thinks corroborates some of this stuff. Of course, it doesn't. For example, there was a moment when Anderson Cooper on CNN was talking with a grieving parent. And oh, yes, this is all staged because look, if you look, his nose sort of disappears. Anderson's nose sort of disappears. This is fake footage. It was all just staged. It's photoshopped and all of that. Well, it turns out that this disappearing nose is not in the original footage at all. It was in some footage that Alex Jones got a hold of and showed on his show. But that's the kind of way that he operates. So anyway, that is mainly what the movie is about. It's about Alex Jones and his general sort of blustering grotesqueness. And it's also about the Sandy Hook shooting, and it's about how these things came together. Now, the one flaw in The Truth versus Alex Jones, in my opinion, is that there's too much footage devoted to the children, which is to say they were so sweet and they were so loving and they had such wonderful smiles and they had such wonderful futures. All of that is true, but I think that ought to be a given. You know, we know that. A minute or two on that would have been sufficient, in my opinion. And the movie, I think, spends too much of its precious running time. It's a little over 2 hours, even as it is. Spends a little bit too much time on that because, of course, that's the sentimental human interest angle that will just please a lot of viewers. But the rest of The Truth versus Alex Jones is absolutely fascinating. It's just remarkable to see this guy doing what he does. And yeah, there are others who show up in the movie from time to time who have done the same sort of thing in their time. That is to say, they are blustering media figures with all these extreme right-wing views and a willingness to totally bend the truth every chance they get. We see people like Tucker Carlson. We see people like Glenn Beck. But mostly we see Alex Jones. Now, also, there's a lot of footage from his trials in this. And this is the most gratifying part of the movie, for me at least, because, yes, some of the Sandy Hook families were able to take him to court in a couple of different cases and sue him, and he lost phenomenal amounts of money in these suits because he totally lost these suits and the families totally won. And yes, the damages awarded them were really, really, really fantastic. But that all happens after the fact. I mean, it's a big part of the movie, but it was after he spread his horrible lies and caused all kinds of damage. And anyway, that's what the movie is about. It's very much about the manipulation of media. It's about how a person who is charismatic in his own way, at least loud, manages to become a real media presence and to persuade a lot of people that he is telling the truth and that he is correct. But of course, he is really against the truth. And that is why this movie has this marvelous title, The Truth Versus Alex Jones, because that's exactly what the movie is about. So at the end, the very, very end of the movie, we find out that at least to date, the families haven't received any of this money. You know, there's all kinds of delays and all kinds of appeals and whatnots, plus the fact that this would bankrupt anybody, much less Alex Jones. But hey, I hope that they eventually receive their payouts. I hope that he eventually has to fork over all that money, because I think that their damages are richly deserved. So three documentaries I've talked about today. The Truth Versus Alex Jones is not the very best of them, but it's another really, really solid movie, a very urgent movie, and a movie that talks about the kind of truth bending that goes on in the media very, very much today, and we all have to remain alert to. And this is a movie that, at least for me, it really got my blood up. So highly recommended. And that is my very non-fictional story this week.
For which we thank you as ever and always, David Sterrett. Films in Focus, The Films, Transition, Against All Enemies, and The Truth Versus Alex Jones.
Films in Focus with David Sterrett is underwritten by The Movie House, your destination for first-run Hollywood and independent movies, and a digital portal to the Met Opera, National Theater Live, and special events worldwide in Millerton, New York, and on the web, themoviehouse.net.